Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbrunner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu chapter 55, Perek Nun Hei. We have been told repeatedly that the redemption will come no matter what, but the ideal way for the redemption to come is for us to bring it through our repentance and good deeds. So after the promises of the last chapters, Yeshayahu tells us how. Hoi kol tamei lichu l'mayim, all who are thirsty come for water, v'asher ein lo kasef lichu shivru ve'echolo. Even if you have no money, come, buy food and eat. Buy food without money, wine and milk without cost. Water is a metaphor for Torah, because they are both the source of life. Also, one who is bereft of either thirsts for it. So the prophet tells us, go and get water. Go and pursue Torah. Someone without money should just go buy and eat. One need not have money. The purchase price for Torah is just desire and discipline, which we can all work on. The wine and milk are also metaphors for Torah, as sources of gladness and nourishment. And again, there is no monetary price attached. What is required is for you to seek it. Lama sishkalu chesef below lechem. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? V'giyachem below lesava. Your effort for what does not satisfy. Shimushem bo'e elai v'ichlu tov. V'sisanag v'deshen nafshechem. Give heed to me, and you shall eat well, and your soul will delight in richness. Instead, you are spending money which I don't require, and putting in so much effort in false endeavors that will not satisfy you. Why do you weary yourself with these things, which will nourish neither your body nor your soul? But if you listen to me and seek Torah, you will eat well in the physical sense, and your soul will also delight in richness. The Torah nourishes the soul just as food nourishes the body. Hatu az nachem ulechu elai. Incline your ear and come to me. Shimu usichi nafshechem. Listen, and your soul will come alive. This is so simple, but so deep and true for anyone who has put in the effort to learn Torah. You may not know specifically what you are missing beforehand, and you must search for it, at least by being willing to listen. But if you do, it will revive your soul. Ve'echrasal lachem bris olam chasdei David ha'ne'emanim. And I will make for you an everlasting covenant, the loyal kindness of David. And if you do all these things, like we said at the beginning of the chapter, you will be ready for me to bring the covenant of David, his descendant, the Messiah. And this is so fitting, because hein eid le'umim nisativ, as I made him a leader of people, nagid mitzavei le'umim, a prince and commander of nations. For what purpose? Hein goy lo seida tigra, so you shall summon a nation you did not know, the goy lo yida'ucha elecha yarutzu, and a nation that did not know you shall come running to you. L'man Hashem Elokecha v'likdosh Yisrael ki fe'arach, for the sake of Hashem your God, the Holy One of Israel who has glorified you. You will call them and they will come running to serve Hashem and learn his Torah, a fitting reward for our own pursuit and dedication to the same. After counseling us to pursue Torah, the Navi speaks about repentance, tshuva, the other basic element that the Jewish people need to bring the Messiah. In verse 6, Tirshu Hashem bihimatzel kira uhu bioso karov, seek Hashem where he can be found, call to him when he is near. Of course, Hashem is always available, but he makes himself more available to those who seek him and desire to come close to him. The sages say that this refers to the 10 days of repentance, the days in between and including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because Hashem judges us then, he eases a path to repentance so that he can give us a good judgment. Ya'azov Rasha Darkov Ish Aven Machshavosav. Let the wicked give up his ways and the sinful man give up his plans. Ve'yashov el Hashem ve'yirachamehu. Let him turn back to Hashem and he will have mercy upon him. Ve'el Elokeinu ki yarbeh lisloach. To our God, for he abundantly forgives. Interestingly, the Navi specifically instructs the wicked to mend their thoughts. It is not enough to change one's ways. One must also direct their thoughts properly. Some thoughts are transgressions in and of themselves. Most are not, but if a person does not purify his thoughts, he will surely return to his past actions. And why should we do teshuvah? Verse 8, Ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. V'lo darcheichem derachai ne'um Hashem. Nor are my ways your ways, declares Hashem. To someone with a human frame of reference, repentance is possible but limited. It is unnatural for a person who sinned to be able to completely erase what he has done. But indeed, that is the miracle of repentance. One can accept this only if they recognize ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem, that Hashem does not think as we do. This is so different from human reality. Another aspect of tshuva, which is so far from human thought, is that tshuva involves confession. In the human realm, one is punished after confession. This is not the way of God. He wants us to come close to Him, and therefore, if we can admit what we've done wrong and thus change our ways, not only will He forgive us completely, but He will also forego punishment. And again, so different from a human being, He will not even hold a grudge. These are things we can only accept if we understand that God's thoughts and ways are qualitatively different than ours. Ki gavu shamayim me'aretz. But as the heavens are high above the earth, kein gavu zrachai midarcheichem, u'machshavosai mimachshavoseichem. O are my ways high above your ways, and my plans high above your plans. Do not limit yourselves because you falsely limit me. If you repent, your return will not be constrained by human limitations. I will forgive you and you will be close to me. Ki ka'asher yered ha-geshem v'hashelag min ha-shamayim. For as the rain and the snow drops from heaven, v'shama lo yashuv ki im hirva es ha'aretz v'holida v'hitzmicha v'nasan zera lezoreya v'lechem le'achol, and does not return unless it has quenched the land and caused it to produce and sprout and give seed to the planter and bread to eat, kein yeh dvari asher yetze mipi. So is the word that issues from my mouth. Lo yashuv elai reikam. It will not come back to me empty. Ki im asa es asher chafatzti v'hitzliach asher shalachtiv. But it will do what I desired and achieve what I sent it for. If you will but listen to the words of the prophets, all the conditional promises will come true. And even if not, all promises will eventually be fulfilled. Here is another difference between us and Hashem. The words of Hashem are absolute. It is not like a human being that hopefully tries to fulfill his word or mission and sometimes succeeds, but sometimes returns empty-handed. Hashem's words are absolute, and all the promises of return will happen. The Malbim explains these two verses in a different way that also conveys the message of the difference between man and Hashem. According to the Malbim, there are two kinds of messengers, one who is acting for the good of the sender and one who is acting for the good of the receiver. If the messenger is acting for the good of the sender, he will come back with his hands full, like with an object purchased or traded. But if he is going for the good of the receiver, if successful, he will come back empty-handed, like in a case where he is bringing something as a gift or charity. Malbim reads this verse as follows, "So too with my words, prophecy, that come out of my mouth. They will not come back to me empty-handed, unless they have done what I wanted and succeeded in what I sent them for." Hashem wants his words to come back empty-handed because he is sending them for us and not for him. Nevuah, prophecy, coming back empty-handed, means that we have taken the Nevuah and done something with it. We have listened, we have internalized it, and thus the Navi, the prophet, will go back empty-handed. This interpretation is the perfect addition to this entire section, assuring us to do tshuva because the impediments that we ascribe to it are human considerations and not godly ones. The ultimate characteristic of God is that what He does is for us. He does not get anything out of it. He wants us to do tshuva so He can reward us and so we can be close to Him. Grudge holding and pettiness are unnecessary considerations. And when we realize this and do tshuva, ki v'simcha seitzeu uv'shalom tuvalun, you shall leave your places of exile and joy and be brought to your land in peace. Haharim v'hagvaos yiftzu lifneicham rina v'chol atzei hasada yimcha uchaf. Before you, mountains and hills will shout aloud, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The whole world will be filled with audible joy. Tachas hana'atzutz ya'aleh v'rosh. Instead of the briar, the thorn bush, a cypress will rise. V'sachas hasir pad ya'aleh hadas. Instead of the nettle, a myrtle will rise. V'hayala Hashem l'shem la'os olam lo yikares. And they will be for Hashem a sign forever that will never be broken. The land itself will bloom, as we have been so fortunate to see in our lifetimes, or more allegorically, the wicked will be replaced by the righteous. And both the land and the covenant between the righteous and Hashem will be forever, never to be broken. Thank you for learning Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.